Hello, and welcome to today's Richmond Times-Dispatch Sports for April 23rd, 2024. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Tim Vogel. Today's first article, how much will UR offer in NIL? Ex-VCU AD Sander offers projection for current school ETSU by John O'Connor of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Chris Mooney laughed in mid-March when it was suggested that securing a new set of transfers for the 2024-25 season could be done a month after the Spiders ended their year. It would take much longer than that, Mooney anticipated. He was right, and here's one reason. Arranging the needed financial underpinning of the NIL piece takes a while. Mooney, entering his 20th year as the UR coach, has chosen not to volunteer fiscal details of NIL resources needed in 2024 to put together a competitive Atlantic 10 conference team at Richmond. Richard Sander guesses north of $200,000. Players' allotments. Sander is the director of athletics at East Tennessee State and was VCU's AD from 1987 to 2007. He said in a Monday interview that he believes ETSU will be required to make available NIL funds of at least $200,000 for its 2024-25 men's basketball team, or the product is unlikely to be competitive in the Southern Conference. UR and VCU? I'm pretty sure they're higher than us, said Sander. I know VCU is, but I'm sure Richmond is too. The way Sander sees it, a couple of ETSU players will have NIL money of $40,000 to $50,000 each. Maybe three or four more will have packages of $25,000 to $40,000 each, and then a few other players would each be in line for NIL deals of about $15,000. Pretty much that's what we're trying to shoot for, said Sander. He noted that most of the players recognized as 2024 All-Southern Conference first-teamers transferred from their schools, lured by more substantial NIL money available at higher levels. That's the reality of where it is, said Sander. When the transfer portal and NIL came in at the same time, you couldn't have had a more impactful combination, two different programs just creating unbelievable turmoil. Changes the core. Sander, a former high school basketball coach and Chattanooga assistant, has worked in college athletics administration for many decades. He finds the new setup that includes NIL a radical shift that, for better or worse, transformed the traditional NCAA model. It just changes the core of what we've always tried to do. Use sport as a way to build a lot of social value through teamwork, through resiliency, through working together, through working hard, said Sander. Now it's all come down to, what am I going to get paid? I think a lot of values that we try to teach through sport have pretty much been eliminated. He believes the mindset of the majority of student athletes has been shaped by social media and other media that portray college athletics with a mandatory NIL component that generates income for players. Better players earn better money. Everybody they talk to kind of gives them that perspective, said Sander. They just naturally fall into that. How much can I get out of it? Higher level, more money. It's generally accepted that a Power 6 school in basketball needs to be prepared to see to it that a quality transfer or a returning player of quality can access an NIL opportunity well into six figures. Those schools are associated with NIL budgets in the millions. At this time, Richmond has room for three more players to reach the Division I limit of 13 scholarship recipients. That assumes that guard Jai Bailey, a starter who averaged 10 points last season, leaves after entering the transfer portal. He has not committed to another school for his final season of eligibility and could return to UR. Spiders situation. Mooney said he believes his program as an attractive landing spot for transfers, largely because of the success transfers in recent years had at UR. Returning at this time are seven players, guard Delani Hunt, guard Jason Roche, guard Michael Tyne, center Mike Walls, forward Aiden Noyes, forward Ryan Sulis, and forward Colin Tanner. Incoming are three players, 6'10" Albany transfer Jonathan Beagle and a pair of freshmen, 6'7" Bryson McLothan and 6'6" Jalen Robinson. Gone, out of eligibility, are guard Jordan King, center Neil Quinn, forward Isaiah Bigelow, and forward Tyler Harris. Trevor Smith, a 6-foot freshman on the 2023-24 team, has transferred to Hampton. You can reach John O'Connor at 804-649-6233 or JOCONNOR at timesdispatch.com. That was the article, How Much Will UR Offer in NIL? Written by John O'Connor of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Our next article comes from page B5 of today's sports section, Scouting the Top Quarterbacks, written by Eddie Brown of the San Diego Union-Tribune. With such a deep class, as many as 7 quarterbacks could go in the first round. Number 1, Caleb Williams, Jr., USC, 6'1", 214 pounds. Williams was the number 2 quarterback in the 2021 recruiting class behind Texas's Quinn Ewers and won the Heisman Trophy in his sophomore season with the Trojans after transferring from Oklahoma. He's special off-platform and produced more plays of 20-plus yards, 134, and 50-plus yards, 20, than any other player in college football over the last 2 seasons. He scoffs at checkdowns while searching for his next highlight, which makes him partially responsible for being sacked 84 times in his collegiate career, including 35 times last season. Regardless, he's a finisher in the red zone. He's produced a touchdown-to-interception ratio of 46-1 his last 2 seasons. He's also led USC in rushing touchdowns both years. Williams is fearless and will force the issue for the sake of making a big play, but he balances the mistakes with magic few other signal callers can conjure. Projected number 1 overall. Number 2, Drake May, sophomore, North Carolina, 6'4", 223 pounds. Like Williams, May was a highly ranked quarterback in the 2021 class, number 9. Also like Williams, May emptied his toolbox in an attempt to prop up a bad football team last season. The difference? May is almost a year younger, and despite USC fielding an atrocious defense, Williams still had plenty of talent at his disposal on offense. There were plenty of plays where it looked like he was being irresponsible or reckless and a few missed layups, but when you factor in no one was blocking for him and he essentially had one effective receiver who missed the beginning of the season because of eligibility issues, I'd say May made a whole lot of chicken salad with the ingredients he was working with. His prototypical size, there's not a lot of it in this class, elite arm talent and ability as a runner are the combination of tools teams traditionally are happy to invest a top 5 pick in. He had 56 carries of 10-plus yards the last 2 seasons, second most in the FBS behind only LSU's Jaden Daniels. Projected top 5 pick. Number 3, Jaden Daniels, senior, LSU, 6'3", 210 pounds. Daniels was the number 2 dual-threat quarterback in the 2019 class and spent 3 seasons with Arizona State before transferring. His skill set and stature is reminiscent of 3-time All-Pro quarterback Randall Cunningham. He had a historic final season in Baton Rouge, winning the Heisman Trophy while becoming the first player in college football history to surpass 12,000 passing yards and 3,000 rushing yards in a career. Daniels is tall but slender, so there will be concerns about durability, considering how quickly he bails from the pocket once he sniffs pressure. His processing skills have improved since his time in Tempe, But will he regress against NFL-caliber coaching if the talent surrounding him isn't on par with what he had at LSU? He is gifted, savvy, and he's played a lot of football, so I like his chances, but I'd prefer he'd end up almost anywhere outside of New England for his sake. Daniels will turn 24 in December. Projected top 5 pick. Number 4, Michael Penix Jr., senior, Washington, 6'2", 216 pounds. The former three-star recruit suffered a season-ending injury all 4 years at Indiana before transferring, including tearing his right ACL twice. But he's been as good as it gets the last 2 seasons for the Huskies. The Heisman Trophy runner-up is a big-armed, productive talent who can work the middle of the field but prefers to attack outside the numbers. Penix is the first FBS player to surpass 4,500 passing yards in back-to-back seasons since Patrick Mahomes did in 2015 and 2016. He's a pocket passer who was ineffective last season when defenses were able to burst his protective bubble and make him move on his feet. A prime example of this was the college football playoff title game versus Michigan. He might get nitpicked for his unorthodox throwing style and being a lefty by some scouts, but he was elected team captain at both programs, and his injury history has only strengthened his resolve. Penix will turn 24 in May. Projected, rounds 1 or 2. Number 5, J.J. McCarthy, Jr., Michigan, 6'2", 219 pounds. McCarthy was the number 5 quarterback in the 2021 class and played hockey from kindergarten to his freshman year of high school, which explains his toughness. He compiled a 63-3 record as a starter in high school and college, winning a state title in Illinois and leading the Wolverines to their first national title this century. He led a run-heavy pro-style offense for the national champions in Ann Arbor, but he's flashed impressive arm talent, especially with intermediate throws, with big play ability as a thrower and runner when called upon. There's no panic in the pocket, but he can get locked onto his primary read. His decision-making took a step forward last season, but it will need to continue improving in the pros. I was hard-pressed to find a modern QB prospect drafted in the first round who panned out, but whose offense in college didn't completely revolve around them. The only comps statistically I could come up with was Alex Smith and Kerry Collins, but Smith's legs made him the primary weapon for Utah, and the college game has changed significantly since Collins was under center almost 3 decades ago. Simply put, McCarthy requires more projection than usual for a prospect being considered in the top 10, since he hasn't been asked to do a lot of the things his peers have on a consistent basis. That being said, there's a lot to work with here, and McCarthy's intangibles, his championship medal, and ability to ramp up his focus late in games on third downs cannot be discounted. Projected top 15 pick. Number 6, Bo Nix, senior, Oregon, 6'2", 214 pounds. Nix was the number 1 dual-threat quarterback in the 2019 class. He has come a long way from his underwhelming days at Auburn. The Heisman finalist and William V. Campbell Trophy winner improved his game almost across the board, showcasing better decision-making and accuracy while maintaining his playmaking ability off-platform. He's adept at moving, avoiding, extending, and running if he has to, which he might need to do often as a 24-year-old rookie. Nix broke Mac Jones' FBS record for single-season completion percentage, 77.4% last season, but almost 30% of his passes were thrown behind the line of scrimmage. The Ducks' offense doesn't sync up with the NFL, but his quick release, strong ball security, and toughness certainly will. Projected rounds 1 through 2. Number 7, Spencer Rattler, senior, South Carolina, 6 feet tall, 211 pounds. Rattler was the number one pro-style quarterback in the 2019 class, spending three seasons with Oklahoma before transferring after being benched in favor of Caleb Williams. Rattler's pocket presence has improved dramatically from his days in Norman. He was a two-time team captain for the Gamecocks after gaining a reputation for immaturity early in his collegiate career. Kids being immature when they first get to college? Weird. Behind a banged-up offensive line, Rattler threw for the third most passing yards, 3,186, in school history last season. He's an accurate, fundamentally sound quarterback with decent arm talent, but he's almost played exclusively in a shotgun system. Rattler will turn 24 in September. Projected rounds 3 through 4. Number 8, Michael Pratt, senior, Tulane, 6'2", 217 pounds. Pratt is a four-year starter and three-year team captain who has improved every season in New Orleans. His arm talent won't wow you, but he throws a very catchable ball. Pratt is lacking top-tier physical traits, but he's developed a nice feel for the game, and offensive coaches will appreciate his efficiency, decision-making, and light feet in the pocket. Projected rounds 3 to 4. Number 9, Devin Leary, senior, Kentucky, 6'1", 215 pounds. The former four-star recruit was a team captain in Lexington and at North Carolina State before transferring. Leary created legitimate buzz with the Wolfpack after breaking Phillip Rivers' single-season record for touchdown passes, 35, in 2021. He suffered a torn pectoral muscle in his right shoulder the following season. In the SEC, only Jaden Daniels topped Leary in touchdown passes, 25, in 2023, but he also led the conference in interceptions with 12. Every throw comes with extra mustard, so there's big play potential. He was one of four Power 5 passers with at least 8 completions of 50-plus yards last season, but his accuracy suffers as a flamethrower. Leary will turn 25 in September. Projected rounds 5 through 7. And number 10, Jordan Travis, senior, Florida State, 6'1", 200 pounds. The former three-star recruit and Louisville transfer became a four-year starter in Tallahassee, breaking Chris Winkie's school records for total offense and touchdowns despite dealing with several injuries. Travis is undersized, but throws effectively and fairly accurately as an improviser. He is elusive, fearless, and possesses adequate arm strength, but only average anticipation. He will have to work on his patience in the pocket in the pros. Travis will turn 24 in May. Projected rounds 5 through 7. And number 10, Jordan Travis, senior, Florida State, 6'1", 200 pounds. The former three-star recruit and Louisville transfer became a four-year starter in Tallahassee, breaking Chris Winkie's school records for total offense and touchdowns despite dealing with several injuries. Travis is undersized but throws effectively and fairly accurately as an improviser. He is elusive, fearless, and possesses adequate arm strength but only average anticipation. He'll have to work on his patience in the pocket in the pros. Travis will turn 24 in May. Projected rounds 5 through 7. And that was the article, Scouting the Top Quarterbacks, written by Eddie Brown of the San Diego Union-Tribune. Our next article, Earls Williams to team up at South Carolina. Metoka two-way star Yates picks Pitt over JMU, Maryland, and Duke, by Zach Joachim of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. A handful of the Richmond area's top high school football recruits in the class of 2025 announced verbal college commitments over the weekend, with Thomas Dale's Shamari Earls and Matoka's Caleb Williams joining forces at South Carolina, and Warriors two-way star Bryce Yates taking his talents to Pittsburgh. Earls, a 4-star defensive back and track standout whose recruitment exploded since the conclusion of the Knights' 2023 season, said he and Williams were together much of the weekend and announced their decisions to play for the Gamecocks in conjunction with each other. "Just my connection with defensive backs coach Torian Gray, the whole defensive staff, and head coach Shane Beamer, the love, it feels like home," Earls said when asked what drew him to Columbia, South Carolina. "I'm not even at the school yet, and the relationship I have with the people, the donors, it's big. Me knowing I can come out with a degree, connections to help me in life, it's awesome." Earls, an elite track athlete who has excelled in the 55-meter dash and long jump, held a wealth of strong offers, including interest from Alabama, Michigan, Penn State, Miami, Georgia, and Virginia. He was born and raised in the Richmond area and started playing football around 4 or 5 years old. In his junior year with the Knights, Earls proved a formidable deep threat at receiver, finishing the season with 888 receiving yards and 8 touchdowns on 37 receptions to go along with 180 kick and punt return yards. Defensively, he had 3 interceptions and was in on 30 tackles, 9 solo. He said some schools were interested in his contributions on both sides of the ball. But Earls feels his best potential is at defensive back, and opposing teams often avoided throwing at him. He's considering biomedical engineering and computer science as potential majors at USC. Developmentally, Knights head coach Kevin Tucker and assistant Mike Davis have been among Earls' most cherished mentors, in addition to Highland Springs assistant Kaitwan Heath and parents Vancier and William Earls. "The sacrifices they made, all the trips we took, the time out of their day, to be able to let me go see things for my future, it means a lot to me," Earls said of his parents' commitment to his own football journey. Tucker said Earls' improvement was exponential. His game and physical attributes exploded this past season, and recruiters took notice. Last offseason, Earls focused on improving his fundamentals and mental approach to the game, commitments which helped take his game and recruitment to the next level. "I know I can play, but I would get in my head in games and lose my key fundamentals," he said. "This year, I just did what I do best. Played through injury to help my team the best I could. Every play, I just had a motor and athleticism that others don't have, that God gave me the gift of having." Williams, a 6'5", 250-pound defensive lineman, was the 2023 All-Metro Defensive Player of the Year after amassing 95 tackles, 25 for losses, and 15 sacks. He was also a 4-star prospect and fielded interest from a number of strong programs, including Virginia Tech, Wisconsin, Penn State, and LSU. "We worked together all weekend. We didn't leave each other's side," Earls said of Williams. "We've both been feeling the same way. We were both always on South Carolina." Yates, a 6-foot, 170-pound leading contributor in all 3 phases for the state semifinalist Warriors, he reeled in 79 receptions for 1,193 yards and 15 touchdowns, and carried 8 times for 36 yards and a touchdown this past season. At defensive back, he notched 27 tackles and 6 interceptions with 1 return for a touchdown. Yates' offer list included JMU, Maryland, Duke, and East Carolina. South Carolina, last year, went 5-7, 3-5 in the SEC. Pitt finished 3-9, 2-6 in the ACC. You can reach Zach Joachim at 804-649-6555 or ZJOACHIM at timesdispatch.com. That was the article, Earls Williams to Team Up at South Carolina, written by Zach Joachim of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. We will finish our program today with Sports in Brief, taken from page B2 of today's sports section. We begin in the NFL. Commanders release reinstated Tony. The Washington Commanders released defensive end Shaka Tony on Monday, 4 days after he was reinstated by the NFL following a gambling suspension. Tony was one of three players banned last April for at least the 2023 season for placing bets on games during the 2022 season. A league review found no evidence of inside information used or any games compromised. The 26-year-old Penn State product was the only player reinstated last week who was still under contract. Linebacker Rashad Berry, wide receiver Quintez Cephas, safety C.J. Moore, and defensive tackle Demetrius Taylor are all free agents. Cutting ties with Tony is new general manager Adam Peters' latest move while overhauling Washington's roster. The only players so far re-signed from the previous regime are 2022 All-Pro Special Teams player Jeremy Reeves, punt returner Jamison Crowder, offensive tackle Cornelius Lucas, and defensive end F.A. Obada, while Peters has brought in 16 free agents with no previous connection to the organization. Jets trade quarterback Wilson to Broncos. The New York Jets traded quarterback Zach Wilson to the Broncos on Monday, a person familiar with the deal told the Associated Press. The Jets are sending Wilson and a seventh-round pick in this week's NFL draft to the Broncos for a sixth-rounder, the person said. The person spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity because the teams haven't announced the deal. NFL Network first reported the trade. The Jets are parting ways with Wilson after three disappointing seasons. ESPN reported New York and Denver are splitting Wilson's $5.5 million salary for this season as part of the deal. And lastly, Chiefs sign Reed, GM, to extensions. The Kansas City Chiefs announced Monday that they signed coach Andy Reid, general manager Brett Veach, and team president Mark Donovan to contract extensions, though the team did not say how long the deals would last or provide any other details. The Chiefs only said in a statement that the leadership team of the Chiefs will remain in place for the long-term future. And those were sports in brief from page 2 of today's sports section, and that is all the time we have for the Richmond Times-Dispatch Sports today. I'm Tim Vogel for the Virginia Voice. You can hear the Richmond Times-Dispatch Sports every weekday at 12 noon with a rebroadcast at 7 p.m. This program is also available on demand at virginiavoice.org.